All right, friends, a brief episode. I didn't really want to go long with this one, but I would ask you if you would to pray for Grace Life Church of Edmonton, Canada, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and pray for their pastor, James Coates, who was arrested today as of the 16th of February for holding Sunday services at his church. So with that, I just ask you to pray, and I wanted to read the statement, the brief statement from the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom, that is representing him and his church, right, well, as we speak. So the new normal in Alberta, pastors in jail for holding church services. Edmonton. The Justice Center is representing Grace Life Church, Grace Life, a large church near Edmonton, and its pastor, James Coates. The congregants of Grace Life hold strongly to their religious beliefs regarding the necessity of gathering in person to worship and to minister to each other through fellowship and corporate prayer and worship, exercising their charter freedoms peacefully. Alberta Health Services, AHS, has ticketed Pastor Coates, taking Grace Life and Pastor Coates to court, and even attempted to completely shut the church down. When the Alberta government first imposed various restrictions on churches and gatherings in the spring of 2020, Grace Life initially suspended in-person worship gatherings in response to news of a novel virus with unknown severity. However, Grace Life resumed in-person worship gatherings in June of 2020 when it became clear that the government's initial dire predictions regarding COVID had been based on modeling that has now proven to be inaccurate. Government data and statistics continually show that advanced age, and especially residing in a nursing home, are the leading risk factors for death from COVID, particularly where there are several serious comorbidities. For the vast majority of the population, COVID is not a serious threat. This is especially so for children, who are statistically at greater risk of dying from the annual flu than from COVID. Just wanted to stop here. I mean, we're seeing this same thing in New York and New York City, as well as Michigan and other parts of America, the United States of America. Going on now, as a faith community, excuse me, the congregants of Grace Life Church are concerned about all aspects of each other's health, spiritual, relational, mental, financial, and also physical. Quote, even in the summer of 2020, it had become apparent to congregants of Grace Life that government lockdowns caused far more self-imposed harm than the natural harm of COVID, end quote, stated James Kitchen, staff lawyer with the Justice Center. The congregants of Grace Life fear sickness and death less than they fear government oppression, being isolated from their fellow congregants and disobeying the God they love and worship. In a public statement, the church leadership states, quote, "We believe people should responsibly return to their lives. Churches should open, businesses should open, families and friends should come together around meals, and people should begin to exercise their civil liberties again. Otherwise, we may not get back them. Get them back, I'm sorry. In fact, some say we are on the cusp of reaching the point of no return. Protect the vulnerable, exercise reasonable precautions, and begin to live your lives again. Living life comes with risks. Every time we get behind the wheel of a car, we are assuming a degree of risk. We accept that risk due to the benefits of driving. Yes, though vastly overblown, there are associated risks with COVID, as there are with other infections. Human life, though precious, is fragile. As such, death looms over all of us. And that is why we need a message of hope," end quote. Restrictions imposed in November-December 2020 through the orders of the Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Dina Hinshaw, demanded that churches gather at only 15% of building capacity, and that all attendees mask and distance from each other. I just wanted to stop here because we, throughout 2020 and 2021, One, we've seen these rather arbitrary or, I don't know, somewhat vague, somewhat perhaps unscientific standards. So for the US right now, it's, or at least for Michigan, it's 25% capacity. But for Alberta, Edmonton, Alberta, it is apparently 15% capacity. Why it's this way here and not there, vice versa, I don't completely understand, and I find to be completely unscientific. Back to the article. And now, the whole point of this is not to get people in an uproar about. Now, this is me. Yeah, not the article. It's not to get people up in an uproar. Uproar. Rar. Sorry. hey, have fun or don't. I don't care anymore. No, I'm just kidding. Been a long week, and it's only Wednesday. All right, just kidding. It's Tuesday. I know it's Tuesday. It's fine. Point being, though, I lost my train of thought. Back to this article. All right, these restrictions severely interfere with the ability of the congregants of Grace Life to manifest their religious beliefs and are a violation of their constitutional rights to freedom of conscience and religion, expression, peaceful assembly, and association as protected by Section 2 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Regarding the restrictions as unjustified, and in choosing to obey God over government, the congregants of Grace Life have continued to gather in their regular numbers and worship in freedom without masking and distancing. And it just came back to me. All right, sorry. The whole point of this is not to cause you to blow a gasket in your brain. The point of this is to encourage you to pray for Pastor James Coates and the Grace Life congregation. Thank you. Grace Life Church is visible from a busy highway outside Edmonton. With a parking lot full of cars for Sunday service, it appears that Grace Life was snitched on. Their word, not mine. AHS officials began in November to show up and inspect the church weekly. Each Sunday morning during the worship service, an AHS inspector, often accompanied by law enforcement, demanded entry to the building, went into the sanctuary, and recorded the number of people present and whether they were masked and distanced. This has occurred almost every Sunday for 3 months with no regard to how disturbing the presence of an AHS inspector and law enforcement is to congregants of Grace Life. The congregants of Grace Life regarded the weekly invasion of AHS inspectors to be a potential criminal offense. Pursuant to Section 176(2) of the Criminal Code of Canada, which prohibits the interrupting or disturbing of a religious worship service. On December 17th, 2020, AHS Inspector Janine issued an order. Sorry, I cannot pronounce her last name. I'm not going to try because I'm too tired to. Against Grace Life Church, the December 17th AHS order, and publicly posted the order on the internet, intentionally exposing Grace Life to public contempt. Previously normal, healthy activities such as sitting together and learning, playing instruments and singing, and not covering one's face are outlawed and described as if they are illicit and bizarre in the December 17th AHS order and various AHS inspection reports. I just want to stop here. I know it's completely anecdotal. I work in retail. You know how sad it is to display a smile and for it to dawn on you, and I know, oh my gosh, people are dying everywhere, right? People are dying all the time. Not to downplay that, but the fact that I can't share my smile, you can't share your smile, you can't share your disapproval, I can't share my disapproval because you cannot see it. Well, it's truly bizarre and anti-human, I would have to say. Quote, "These orders are reminiscent of what one encounters in dystopian novels such as George Orwell's 1984," end quote, states Kitchen. It's just really sad we can't see each other's smiles. That's tremendously sad to me. On January 21st, 2021, HHS filed a court application to enforce, through court order, the December 17th AHS order, and to be given the power to throw Pastor Coates in jail if he continued to lead Grace Life and normal worship services. Despite Grace Life noting deficiencies with AHS December 17th order, the Court of Queen's Bench granted AHS application and ordered that Grace Life comply with the December 17th AHS order. Although painfully aware of the potential consequences, Grace Life Church congregants and Pastor Coates continue to exercise their constitutional freedoms to gather normally for in-person worship services, deciding to rather face penalties imposed by the government than violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. On January 29th, AHS issued a closure order purporting to entirely close down Grace Life and prevent any congregants of Grace Life from gathering for in-person worship services at the church building. Grace Life Pastor Coates continued to act according to their conscience and beliefs and gather each Sunday for normal in-person worship. On Sunday, Fre Fe sorry, blah, February 7th, after the morning worship service, two RCMP officers met with Pastor Coates and a few others in his office at the church. The officers told Pastor Coates that he was under arrest and must agree to stop breaching the CMOH orders. Oh, these people and all their like abbreviations, right? I'm sorry. I got being an American looking in, I mean, it's pretty wild. But I mean, look at John MacArthur's church, for example, or several Lutheran churches, for example, in the Midwest. Have faced similar things. I just when I first went through this little article, and I'm not trying to make light of it, I thought about Pastor MacArthur saying, "Well, I've never done prison ministry." Yeah. Well, it's a good opportunity. Pastor Coates explained to the officers that he could not do that because to do so would violate his conscience and prevent him from fulfilling his duty as a minister to lead his congregation in worship. The officers then left without arresting him. Grace Life Church of nearly 400 congregants. I'm sorry, Grace Life is a church of nearly 400 congregants. Not one has been lost to COVID, but sadly, a congregant was lost to Alberta government lockdown in the first week of February when he denied prematurely because, or when he died prematurely, I'm so sorry, because he couldn't get the cancer treatment he needed due to government restrictions. There are consequences to actions, and we're gonna see them more and more. Grace Life again gathered for worship on Sunday, February 14th, and again an AHS inspector entered the church and reported the activities of the attendees. RCMP have notified Pastor Coates that they plan to arrest him again on Tuesday, February 16th, and bring him before a justice of the peace, forcing the court to decide if Pastor Coates will be imprisoned. The Justice Center will be representing Pastor Coates. Please pray for Pastor Coates, for Grace Life, and for the Justice Center that God's will may be done. Quote, "The congregants of Grace Life refuse to accept the Alberta government's dystopian new normal. Their first loyalty is to obey their God, not government. They are committed to gathering as they always have for in-person worship services. They will challenge this excessive and unlawful government oppression rather than turn their backs on their beliefs. They also believe they are lawfully exercising their charter-protected freedoms and that the government's restrictions are not justifiable," states, end quote, states Justice Center lawyer James Kitchen. Quote, Government never destroys civil liberties without pointing to some reason that sounds good, such as safety or equality. The very reason certain rights and freedoms are protected by the Charter is so that government cannot simply ignore those rights by merely asserting its actions are for a good cause. By continuing to exercise their charter rights despite the potentially dramatic consequences, Grace Life and Pastor Coates, and bringing democratic accountability to bear on a government that appears indifferent to the societal harms of lockdowns and the dismantling of civil liberties, concludes Kitchen and concludes this article from the Justice Center. Again, pray for Pastor James Coates, pray for his family, pray for his church, Grace Life Church of Edmonton, and pray. It's heavy, isn't it? It really is. You know, especially that part about the congregant that couldn't get cancer treatment because of restrictions over COVID. That's extremely sad. Just be in prayers for these people. This is all I ask you. And this is why I just wanted to do this quick, brief episode. Because it certainly matters. And perhaps this could be something we all face in the future. Not to be hyperbolic or over-exaggerate the situation. We're not quite Canada. But time will tell, you know, to all those folks that say, it can't happen here, it won't happen here. Well, it can, and it will. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior be with you all this day. Please be in prayer for Grace Life Church and Pastor James Coates. Thank you for listening to this brief episode.